a family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, I'm not really sure because I don't know where I am right now. We were just talking a few minutes ago. We recorded a show that's played earlier, and I don't even know when this is going to be played. So I'm somewhere transversing the country with my family and the Family Man Mobile for the month of October. We're speaking lots of times at churches and banquets and homeschool groups, and we're ending up down in Florida for a little R&R, as we do every October.
You always seem to end up in Florida.
Florida is calling me home. Florida is the place that I want to end up. I mean, I'm going to be a snowbird before I'm a snowbird. It just sounds awesome to go somewhere with palm trees and warmth.
I hear you.
Even though, because it's chilly. It's gotten a little chillier, and I assume it has for you as well. There's like a little cold front has come in.
It's finally starting to feel a little bit like fall.
I know, and I used to like fall, but I don't like that feeling as much as I used to.
It's because you're going to be a grandpa soon.
I know it. Did you hear that we're going to have a baby girl?
I heard that. That's awesome.
Woo. It was really, because we had a reveal party on Monday over at Ben and Rissa's house. And Ben and Rissa, of course, live right next door to us. In the old days, we had reveal parties when the baby was born. And they said, it's a boy. But now, from the magic of Pinterest and all those things, they have reveal parties. And it was a lot of fun. We went over, and this is fodder for you grandfathers, for an idea. We went over, and if you thought it was going to be a boy, you wore blue. And if you thought it was going to be a girl, you wore pink. And so it was fun. You know, people were in blue and pink, and that was fun. And they had cupcakes that were kind of mixed icing, blue and pink icing, and they even had puppy chow, you know, that stuff that kind of mix with sugar all over it.
And chocolate.
And it was in pink and blue. And then there's a box sitting there that says it's a on the front. And I guess they went to the doctors. They did the ultrasound. And then they asked the ultrasound specialist, can you put in, like, here are these pink balloons and blue balloons. And could you put in the pink? You put in whatever it is. Don't tell us. And, throw away the other ones.
So they didn't actually know
until
they
opened
the box later? Wow.
Well, that was the plan. They weren't supposed to know. And so, and then they
probably peaked.
it was funny because Ben, he's like, well, I know what it's going to be. And she's like, well, how could you? But apparently, you know, when they get ready to examine, like the ultrasound person says, okay, now turn away because I'm going to look for parts. Mm-hmm. And then they say, okay, and you can look now. And so they have a new image up on the screen. But at one point, the lady needed to measure something, and she hit backwards on the images, like a rewind, mm-hmm. and it shot back to that just for a second. And Rissa thought she saw a boy part. And Ben didn't see anything except at the bottom of the screen it said girl. So after they're leaving, they were like, oh, man, I can't believe it. We saw it. And they said, so does it even matter because we know what it is now? And they both said girl boy at the same time. And she's like, it's a boy. And he goes, no, it's a girl. And she goes, no, I saw Ben. And he's like, I saw it. And so all the way, she thought it was a boy and he thought it was a girl. And so afterwards, when they open up, she's super excited because, if you ever need someone to join you on Christmas morning, Rissa is the girl because she is like having a toddler in excitement. She is just like jumping up and down, giddy, like, oh, should we open the box? Should we open it? And when out came the pink balloons, and she was just flabbergasted with excitement. And Ben's like, I knew it was. I kept telling you. And then he told us all the story. But it was so much fun. And Maggie and her mom and Catherine went shopping yesterday. And Maggie bought a couple little onesies. Remember that phrase, Scott?
Oh, yeah.
of pink little things that say, you know, best little girl or something like that, that she's going to give to Rissa. And we're all excited because we're going to have a granddaughter right next door. So
that's the kid who gets everything, the first granddaughter.
I know it. Yeah. Yeah. That's like, you know, when you have that, the first grandchild's birthday is like Disney World at your home.
Yes,
you know, exactly. And then the second kid, you know, gets some presents and a cake. And by your eighth kid, he's lucky he even gets anything. Mm. Oh, yeah. That was his birthday last week. We forgot, you know. So it's not easy being the last kid. But today is the last, is Catherine's last day of cosmetology school.
Wow.
So it's taken a year and it's been a long journey. And today's her last day. And I'm going to go get my hair cut in just a little bit for the last day. And I think I'm going to stop and get her a balloon or something that says congratulations. But Scott, we haven't talked since the rally.
I know. That was great.
It was great. And you made it.
It was actually a very peaceful, relaxing weekend. Unbelievably, I got home and felt surprisingly refreshed from having been there. So I don't know. Really? God must have been doing something cool. So
because it started out so unrefreshing. Oh,
yeah. It was disastrous the first day. I'm like,
and you've already shared that. You shared that when the men gathered. And
right.
I listened to it again.
Painful,
and I've told your
it?
Story several times to others. But just that look of you coming across the parking lot, you know, wet to the bone and disheveled, and you have a trooper of a family. They're lucky. You're lucky you still have a family after that first night.
You know, I must have grown a little bit in my character over the years, because there was a time when I probably wouldn't have a family left after an experience like that. So
so not only would the tent be in the dumpster, you would have been in the dumpster too.
Something.
But you had a good time. It was a great weekend.
Yeah.
What was a highlight for you?
Oh, wow. Definitely the podcast, getting to hang out with all the guys and hearing them in person talk to us. You know, sometimes I forget, you know, I mean, I know we try to make it feel like we're all sitting here together, but sometimes I get, you know, distracted by my computer here or whatever, you know, like I don't.
Or the book you're reading through the podcast.
Wow, we're having quite a storm here. My power just almost flashed.
Oh, really?
Like the light sort of dimmed. I heard thunder before, and I was like, "What is going on?"
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. We're good.
Okay.
So if I go out, you know, that's what happens.
I'll know why.
It'll be the amps that gets me.
Right. We learned about that last show.
Yes. What was I saying?
That's true. You know, in that amps thing, because there were probably, I should check. Maybe I can't do it quietly. Maybe you talk for a minute. I'm going to see if there are amps in.
Uh-oh. Hello?
You couldn't hear my fingers typing. So,
oh,
sorry.
You muted. I couldn't hear you.
Okay. So you go ahead and you were going to say something.
What was I going to say?
About the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Now. The favorite part of the weekend. It was great getting to hang out with all the guys there and hearing them get to, you know, ask questions and reply and just all of us get to be together was great. The dunking booth was really cool. I actually missed seeing you get dunked though. That was a bummer. Somebody asked me if I was going to get dunked. I'm like, no way. I've gotten wet enough this weekend. So I skipped that part. What else was good? My kids had a great time hanging out with your kids. I was really pleased. I had to check with Maggie to find out if my son Luke was being obnoxious to her. And she's like, oh, no, he's cool. And I even double checked with Kat, because Catherine, your older daughter.
I know who she is.
I know. I'm just explaining. Okay. Some people might not know.
Are you Kat kidding? People know us so well. I spoke the other night.
That's true. Everyone knows you.
I was down in Marengo, Indiana on Tuesday night, and I took Catherine, and this guy sat next to me who's listening right now. Oh, man, I lost your last name, but his last name is Hool, like cool, only a H. And so Mr. Hool said to me, he goes, oh, my wife just said, oh, I wonder if that's his daughter. And he goes, oh, that's Catherine. She's finishing up cosmetology school.
Awesome.
And I'm thinking, whoa. So go ahead.
And I checked with Kat to find out, you know, if Luke had been obnoxious or anything, if Maggie had complained, and because they were kind of teasing each other a little here and there, and Kat was like, "Oh no, we always hear about the ones who are really bad." So, and I haven't heard anything about Luke. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah,
My kid said Scott Moore is hilarious. So that's
nice.
That comes highly.
I had a great time hanging out with Ben and Sam both.
They really enjoyed talking with you.
So, yeah. I feel like I know your older kids better. I still get confused on the younger ones. I know the two girls and the older ones, but the younger guys, I'm like, I don't know.
I understand. But I thought it was really cool just seeing the dads talk to each other. And I love the part when I didn't have to do anything, when the kids kind of played their own games and, dads and families were just talking. And, we're talking about doing it again next year. We haven't just for sure, but we haven't signed the document or anything.
Do it.
But we're just, everybody seemed excited about doing it, wanted to do it again. It was just a glorious weekend. It was just a great weekend.
The thing my wife said, and I agree with this, she said, it would be awesome to do it like longer and maybe even like a family camp kind of thing. Cause it was great, but we really started getting to know people like on Sunday. Right. And we're like, oh, we got to leave. So,
right. Well, we've talked about that. We'll have to continue talking about that because it goes to a whole new level if you extend it much longer.
Right.
But dads, if you're thinking about, you were on the edge maybe of going.
You missed out.
Ah, no. But you're going to want to be a part of it next year because it was just a great weekend. By the way, Scott. Mm-hmm. Lightning has between 5 and 20,000 amps per strike.
No, like 5,000 and 20,000 or like five?
Between 5,000 okay. and 20,000 amps.
That's
and it
a lot.
Said there was a famous strike just before Apollo 15 launched in 1971 that was measured at 100,000 amps. So apparently, that's
scary.
Why it'll kill you.
Yeah.
I don't know what the volts are.
All I know is I saw when I worked for the airline, I used to get the damage report photos and reports and stuff anything happened to one of the airplanes because I was like in the safety loop there.
Right.
One came around one day with a plane that had taken a lightning strike while it was in the air. They made it down fine and everything, but it had literally blown a hole in the side of the fuselage.
Wow.
So it was a little scary. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, my brother says they get struck all the time.
Yeah, usually it's not a big deal, but that one caused some damage.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't happen while I'm on it.
Exactly.
I would not be good. I think if I ever freaked out, that's when it would be. We're gonna die! And they'd have to be, excuse me, sir, slap, slap, slap.
Yeah, I freak out internally every time when I get on the plane. I'm just like, I'm not terrified. I can fly, but I definitely.
I'm not scared of nothing.
I'm well aware of what can happen, and I tend to get a little nervous around things where there's basically only one way it can go, unless you're like Mike Coleman's burger and you happen to be on the plane with Sully.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, and that's a lead-in because we're gonna replay that show.
Yep.
One of these days.
We don't know when. Sometime soon.
Sometime soon. That would probably be a pretty good movie, to go see.
It looks awesome.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
So
I still can't figure out. I asked Mike on Facebook if who was going to play him in the movie, if it's like Brad Pitt or who. I don't know.
Well, I still want to know who played me because I was the guy who interviewed Mike. I assume I've got a role in there somewhere.
I can't think of somebody right off the bat.
Yeah.
Like the guy who played Roscoe on Dukes of Hazzard, he would play you.
He died.
Oh. Well, that's
so
sad.
He can't do it. He cannot do it.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So. Anyway.
Goober. Nah, never mind. Go ahead. No, I'll stop.
Goober. He died too. Lindsay.
Crazy. You're ruining my day here, man.
I know. They're all dead. All the greats are dead. So, I don't know. So, hey, we're still looking for a sponsor because this would be a great time to say, hey, today is sponsored by. But if you're considering being a part of this, because we do need people to be a part of our team. We offer a lot of free things, and really I want it all to be free. But if you'd like to be a part of that to help encourage other dads and sponsor great shows like the one we're having right now where we're just rambling on. Would you contact me at familyman@familymanweb.com? We'd love to have you sponsor a show or two or a year's worth.
So let's not ramble. What good stuff do you have to talk about?
You know, I was thinking about Coach Rick. You remember old Coach Rick? He's not old. But Coach Rick, and I got a little sidetracked on the lightning thing. Coach Rick is from South Florida. He has a ministry called The Saints, which they are basically a homeschool gym class, PE class. And they do it all over the world. They're in Florida, Texas, Las Vegas, Nevada, and even Guatemala, Kenya, and Zambia. But Coach Rick is just an amazing person. And I was looking at his website because they have a new website at saintsofflorida.com. I was just kind of thumbing through it, and I saw his little bio thing, you know, that I didn't realize he had a psychology major, and it goes on. But it talks about the heart of Rick's message is always God is faithful. Because in his PE class, their motto is, where Jesus is Lord and every kid is a winner. And if you've ever seen an amazing person encouraging kids, this is Rick, and he makes everyone feel like a winner. And he says his passion and enthusiasm to see young people become all that God has created them to be, and a sincere love for the Lord will be sure to inspire us all. Whether you're a first-time homeschooler or a seasoned veteran, Coach Rick's daily reminder is we must first put on the oxygen mask on ourselves before assisting others. See, that fits in perfectly with the plane crashing that we were just talking about. So please come and be encouraged. I don't know if they're having an event. And he says, Rick's ultimate prayer is to encourage some more. And really, Rick does that every time I'm with him. He encourages me. He always says such nice things about me and about what we do. But Scott, I was thinking maybe we could spend a little bit, maybe the last few minutes or the first few minutes of just kind of re-listening to Rick Andreessen talk about encouraging our kids. And let's listen right now. Well, you do such an amazing job, again, because I've seen you around the kids, and the kids flock to Rick like he's some kind of Elvis Presley of the family world, you know. And so, you know, like, so what, so again, for dad, you know, again, I don't know, I'm not very good with my words. What do you do? You know, the little kid comes up to you and he looks at you like you should know him, but you don't even recognize him, but you're thinking I should. What do you, I mean, they can't see you in person, but how do you approach a kid like that?
You know, it's interesting. Kids will become how the adults around them see them, you know? So I think, and this is from my own mistakes over the years, sometimes coming home from work as a dad or in that position, we got to remember to decompress from our work mind and our work mentality before we walk in the house and enter the life of a child, because it's a whole different world. Children are emotional learners, not cognitive learners. You know, and when we're working with adults all day in the business world or whatever the case might be, and then we enter the world of a child, it's a whole different communication style. It's more from the heart than it is from the head, you know, and that's why so often, you know, we as men, we have that to-do list rather than meeting them emotionally. And, you know, I think if there's any tool that would help, I know it's helped me, is the five love languages of a child, you know, Dr. Gary Smalley, words of affirmation, physical touch, gift giving, quality time. But especially for a father who his son loves Legos, you know, and as men, we may not have the full patience to sit with that Lego set, but that's all he wants. You know, how do kids spell love? T-I-M-E. Typically, yeah. They just want dad's time. And whatever that means, throwing a ball in the backyard or sitting and watching their Legos or looking what they did on the computer that day, but they just want their time. And, I know you guys would agree, but, you know, to enjoy children because they grow so fast, you know, and it's in a blink, you know, they're 4 years old sitting on your lap and you're reading Velveteen Rabbit, and then it's a blink later and they're asking for the car keys. And, you know, so often that, you know, to be mindful of that, to enjoy them. you know, not to fix them, not to change them, you know, but just to enjoy them in the process, that unconditional love. So, I mean, I hope that helps.
Oh, and I assume, Rick, since you've been doing this since 1997, that have you seen, I assume people are drawn to encouragers. You know, I know that as parent dads, sometimes we're scared to death that our kids are going to walk away from us. But I would assume that it's hard to walk away from someone who encourages you with their words.
Yeah, well, you know, I would encourage, they're always listening, you know, and even if a dad is speaking words of affirmation going, gee, I didn't get a thank you back, or I didn't get a great response from that, but they're still listening, you know, it's still going in the ear gate into their spirit, you know, and that's really where we want to, you know, we want to encourage them and build them up in their spirit and who they are in Jesus Christ. That would be a, you know, great word of encouragement for dads, is remind them of who they are to God. Because there's so many voices out there today for kids. You know, they got to look like this, they got to own like that, they got to own that, they got to, you know, who their role models potentially are. But there's so many voices, but there's absolutely no voice that speaks louder, you know, than the most important person on the face of the earth, and that's dad and mom.
Okay, so let me ask you then. I mean, you said speak into them who they are in God. I you know, for me, tell me what that sounds like, you know. You know, that I agree with what you're saying, but I need someone to tell me what do I say to my son that way? You know, I mean, go ahead.
Thanks. Well, you know, certainly we've been at conventions together. I have handouts of 55 Bible verses of who they are to Jesus Christ. That means I am more than, you know, you are more than a conqueror. You are victorious. You're an heir to the throne. You're a joint heir with Christ. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, you don't have to be a theologian to speak those words of affirmation, and especially from the Word of God. The Word of God will never return void. You know, you don't have to be a preacher to do it. But, you know, again, 55 Bible verses directly saying who they are to Jesus Christ, because the world is sending so many mixed messages. But you know what? They're the apple of God's eye. They're precious in His sight. You know, they're born to be conquerors, the head not the tail, above not beneath. So, you know, that's kind of what it looks like. And it's hard, I think, for all of us. But, you know, it's like anything. You know, just do it. Just do it. We'll become better at it. You know, and I just can't say enough. I have the privilege to work with children so often. And I was called into a situation where a father had taken his life. And I was with this eight-year-old son. And he didn't say anything for 2 hours. We just laid on the floor there in his bedroom, and he playing with his Legos, and it was silence. And I said, little buddy, I'm so sorry about your father. Eventually, I broke the silence. And he said, I just can't stop thinking about him. And I said, what are you thinking? Well, and he said, I just want him to be proud of me. I just want him to be proud of me. Now, here's an eight-year-old boy. He didn't read Dr. Dobson's book on it. He had a burning desire in his heart for his father to be proud of him. And, you know, I just don't think we can ever underestimate the value of a father in the life of a child, male or female. You know, that you're proud of them. Again, whether they run fast, jump high, it's not about that stuff. It's the unconditional love that they're your kid. You know, and I want to encourage parents, man, nobody's ever going to love your kid like you love your kid. You know, I love kids. Nobody's ever going to love your kid like you love your kids. So do it
well. Well, you got me on that one. You know, because sometimes, you know, I think as parents, because you know, you said earlier that we don't have to correct them. We don't have to, you know, tell them what they're doing wrong. We just have to encourage them. Because some of us dads have shown our kids that we're not very proud. We're not very proud of their choices. We're not very proud of their friends. We're not proud of their lack of whatever. So how do you encourage that kid? I know you've already kind of spoken a little bit about it. But I assume that, you know, when you're having your track day or you're having your games, you have certain kids who always come in last place, who always throw the shortest, who always run the slowest. Do you encourage those kids even more?
Well, you know, you can't help but do that. But again, I think as a lifestyle that it's okay. You know, I mean, I think we need to learn. We're gonna fail more in life sometimes than we succeed. And, you know, to learn to do that well. But that resounding word, unconditional, you know, that there's no disapproval by what they've accomplished. That, you know, there's, you know, we can do that in, you know, non-communicative ways, non-verbal communication, you know, whether we're proud of them or not. It's the look on our face. It's the look in our eyes, you know, as an adult. And you know what? That you're proud of them. And kids will get used to that, meaning, you know what? It's okay that I didn't come in first. And it's okay that I didn't get that promotion. You know, it's okay that I didn't have to be at the top of the class. It's okay because I'm unconditionally loved. And, you know, that's our Heavenly Father's example to us. So we as believers, you know, we have the greatest role model in that one. And thank God that He loves us unconditionally, because we fail a lot. Todd, I just want to commend you and Scott, certainly, you know, reminding dads, you know, the most important call on their life is to be a father. That, you know, your motto there, you to dad, you know, that we even as men, you know, we encourage dads and we see them out in the park with their kids. You're a great dad, because we're competing with the business world, meaning they're hearing it at the boardroom. They're, you know, salesman of the month, great presentation. That you, Todd, especially set that example to remind fathers, man, you to dad, you to dad. You took your kid to the park. You know what? You didn't make any money that day. But you took your kid to the park, you did that. So, you know, I just commend you for reminding fathers of the greatest call in their life as a parent.
Scott, you can see how you can kind of like this guy, can't you?
Yeah, I you know, I don't usually take notes when we're talking, but I've got like 3 pages here already, and I'm loving it. So just keep going. I'll shut up.
Well, I was going to, before you were encouraging us, I was just listening to you. So, I know what I was going to ask you. I've had the privilege of seeing you talk to kids, and one of the things I see that you're really good at, maybe you fake it, I don't know, but Rick, you always, you know, when a kid comes up to you, oftentimes you get down on your knee, you look him in the eye, and you seem like you're really interested in what he's talking about. You don't seem in a hurry. Can you speak about that?
Well, you know, I'm honored that that's how you would see me, Todd. You know, it's funny, when I get with you and obviously with Scott, I would think, you know, I'm not going to cry today because I'm on the computer. But you got me going here, too. I'm honored if you would see it that way. And you know, I just, you know, I love getting down on one knee because it is eyeball to eyeball with a 5-year-old. And obviously, I believe it responds to their heart. But, you know, I don't want to get over philosophical about a lot of things, but we communicate 55% through our body language, and then we communicate 38% through our tone of voice, and then 7% virtually through what we say. So in other words, getting down on one knee, I've already spoken 55% into the heart of that child that they matter, and then tone of voice is another part of that, you know. So that's a very practical tool to get face to face with a child, rather than as a large man leaning over them and they're looking up to you like, you know, this Empire State Building. So, you know, and you know, they do matter. I guess, you know, in the scheme of life, and we all know life is short, but you know, they do matter. You know, the thing about kids, you know, kids on the average laugh 400 times a day. And we as adults laugh on the average 25 times a day. So I think even as parents, man, you get to hang out with the happiest people on the face of the earth, you know, to not take everything so seriously, you know. And you know what? When it comes to parenting and things that they're going through and things that you're molding and shaping, He is the potter, we are the clay. We are the potter, they are the clay. We're molding and shaping. But, you know, those behaviors, they're gonna change. You know what I mean? They're going to go away. I think to be patient with that, we want to change things right away. And, you know, behaviors, man, you know, God's working on them just like He is on us, and they'll get through it. But again, as men in the business world and so on, we want to fix things kind of right away, you know. But kids are a process. I would say enjoy the journey, and you know, and again, they laugh 400 times a day, man. Laugh with them, enjoy them, because before you know it, they'll be grown, gone.
And maybe that's, you know, we have kind of quit laughing. I know my wife said, "Oh, Todd, you used to joke all the time, and you don't seem to do that as much." And we do get caught up in all this stuff, and even as you've kind of, you know, pointed out, really stuff that doesn't even matter. So how do we do that? You know, my son and I feel very aware of this, even just recently, that my kids do come up and they want to talk about Legos, and they want to. You know, Maggie, she got a new folder for school, and it's got a little, rainbow-colored kitty cat on the front, and it's got 100 million little pictures in there, and she's, like, talking about each one. But I've got important stuff to do. I've got, you know, computer. I'm the family man. I've got all these things to encourage dads on. And it was really, really hard. And I tried to stay focused. But I really had to pull myself out of my important stuff and pay attention to the really important stuff, my daughter. Because like you said, they do know when we're faking it, don't they? They do know when we're going,
You know, I would throw out that one tool. Sometimes we got to put that phone away. You know, if you're going to their game, man, leave the phone in the car. You know, it may seem simple, but it's profound in the life of a child. They know where your priorities are on that phone, you know, glued to that phone. Hey, but you taught me, Todd, when we first met, it was probably when I was crying in the back of the room. Your daughter was doing her little tea set, and she was picking out napkins to use with that little tea set or whatever. She said, Daddy, what color napkin should I use? And you said, it doesn't matter. And she said, but Daddy, it matters to me. And I thought, oh my golly, you know, in the scheme of our adult life, it doesn't matter, but it matters to them. And if we can hold that thought. So you taught me, and I hope I live that out. You know, if it matters, you know, it's like God. If it matters to us, it matters to Him. You know, yeah. If it matters to them, then it would matter to us. Man, that's a whole other mindset. Again, I go back to that. Decompress when you're coming home from work, man. Say a little prayer, Lord, let me be on their level, not my adult world level. And I don't mean be immature, but, you know, learn to laugh with them. Yeah, life's short, man.
Right. Well, hey, you've taken the Saints, and that's the program that you run. You've taken it to other countries. Do you, when you're in Guatemala or Zambia, you know, I assume they don't speak English, but do they have that same need for encouragement?
You know, it's awesome. I would say that, you know, to our staff even, because we want to take others on these trips. I just came back from Kenya. We have Saints down there this summer. And yeah, kids have the same exact innate desire on this side of the, you know, hemisphere, on the other side. Yeah, they just want to be loved. You know, we all have that inside us to be valued, you know, certainly edification, but you know, to speak encouragement is really mean that you matter. You know, we all want that value. And certainly, you know, kids want a high five. A lot of those things are all, they're kind of universal, you know, so yeah, which just, you know, and again, that's a part of that physical touch, you know, just a high five. Man, you matter, little buddy. You know, I would encourage, you know, for dads too, if you ever get a chance and you can do that, you know, short mission trip with your, you know, child, man, do it. You know, Haiti's not that far away, these places, or even in our own country, certainly, but, you know, to share that time of compassion, and, you know, it can break us all away from the day-to-day blessings that we have here to realize, man, we got it real good in our country.
I don't know about you, Scott, but I, in his encouragement, I sometimes feel challenged, because sometimes, again, it's easy to encourage some kids, other kids it's harder to encourage, you know, but I know all of our kids need to see their dad smile, to hear those words that say, we're so proud of you, we're so glad to be your dad. And I don't know about you dads listening, but maybe you need to do a little bit of that today, you know, like some planned encouragement. So let me encourage you to maybe even just spend a few minutes thinking about how you might encourage each of your children and maybe even your wife. And, you know, it might take you a little bit of thought because I know my wife will say, you know, what I really like is when you're specific. If I just say, oh, you're an amazing wife, she likes that, but she really likes it when I say, you know, you amaze me when you are able to manage all of us at the same time and you provide all these things for us. And I don't know how you do it, but she likes it when I'm real specific. So maybe you should think about how you could be specific with each of your children. And maybe you have a child right now that is really taxing you, that you're not sure you can come up with something. You make sure you do come up with something for that child. And maybe maybe even if you haven't, talk to that child in a while. Maybe they're grown up. Maybe you could even text and say, you know, I was just remembering what a great, and you made me smile. I'll tell you, there's not any kid in the whole world, including this kid right here, who wouldn't love to hear something like that. So, Dad, hey, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, or somebody's going to talk to you next week. I don't know what's going to happen next week. But join us next week for another episode of The Family Man Show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being on the team. I sure do appreciate it. I appreciate your friendship. Don't forget, you to dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dads. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at Scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dads. Have a great week.